Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, 7-2. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Gordon Chang. Gordon G. Chang. I said C earlier, folks. That was my mistake. His middle initial is G. And when you put an at Gordon G. Chang in Twitter, you'll find his all of his tweets, and you'll be glad you did. Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, thanks again for being here. Folks, Gordon's been hanging out with us for 7 years. And he's been a great resource for us. Gordon, you were with me in March. I'm sorry, you were with me in February this year when we first started reporting on the coronavirus. And you were helping me in that month give people a head start on something that we had no idea how bad it was going to get. And so I thank you for that abiding support. But one of the things I want to talk about is what I'm calling the China peripherals. North Korea, Hong Kong, maybe even Taiwan. We talked earlier about India, how they China attacked India, basically, for no apparent reason. But China has won. Xi Jinping has won the Hong Kong battle, hasn't he?
Not yet. I mean, he's made a bold move on June 30, where he got the National People's Congress, which is China's highest organ of state power, to pass the National Security Law, which applies to Hong Kong, because the Hong Kong Legislative Council would not pass that legislation. And what he's doing is he's smothering all dissent. But in Hong Kong, there's an insurgency. Insurgencies can disappear at times, but they are inbred, and they do come back. And so this story is not over. So Xi Jinping has had a good week in Hong Kong, in a sense, but he's also gotten the rest of the world very angry. And we can see
because his actions are illegal, aren't they? They violate the agreement.
They violate the 1984 Sino-British Joint Declaration, which is a treaty. And, yes, China has abrogated its obligations under the treaty. But what the world is doing is now starting to impose costs on China. So this is a long-term struggle, Jim, and it's not entirely clear that Xi Jinping has won this one.
Well, that's going to be interesting, but it really breaks my heart because they had a – folks, the agreement was one country, two systems, as I remember. I may not be saying it exactly right, but that's what they had, and it was supposed to go, what, another 20 years?
Another 27 years, and you got that exactly right. It's a high degree of autonomy under the one country, two systems formula. And Beijing obviously has now taken over Hong Kong directly. As they say, this national security law is not a law. It's the end of law. Mm-hmm. And that's a correct assessment.
Well, and another thing that's happened this week we need to point out with regard to China was that new FBI report on the incidents of Chinese involvement in cybersecurity. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, on Tuesday, FBI Director Christopher Wray talked about China in a speech at the Hudson Institute in Washington. He called China the greatest threat to the United States. He said, or at least he implied, that there were almost 2,500 counterintelligence cases against China. All 56 FBI field offices have them. He said, we open a new one every 10 hours, and he talked about this as the greatest threat. Transfer of wealth in history.
Well, you and I've called this World War III for years, and it's World War III is a cyber war. There's no the ordnance are digital, and I don't you think that their military saber rattling is just a red herring to divert us away from their really real goal, which is to take us down from a digital standpoint.
Well, they're trying to take us down from all types of all different standpoints, including a disinformation campaign, not only on the coronavirus, but also on the George Floyd protests. We know that China has been trying to fuel the protesters and the riots. So this is a really dangerous situation where China is moving against the U.S.
That's the same as an attack, isn't it? I mean, this is a 21st century attack, no different from except in ordnance from Pearl Harbor. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, this is an all-out assault on the United States.
Yeah.
And we've got to start defending ourselves. We Americans don't understand that our republic is at risk and that we may not have it. China could, malicious campaigns.
We're more vulnerable right now, America is, than we've been since the Civil War. Hey, Gordon,
absolutely.
Keep up the good work. You're awesome. Come back soon. Thank you for your time. Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, folks. Be sure to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.